He's an author. The book is called 143 Love According to Music. Music Soul Child is on the phone. Music?
Yes, sir.
Explain. 143 Love According to Music?
Yeah, 143 Love According to Music. 143, it's a numerical
I love you.
Representation. Thank you. Yeah, for I love you. 1 4 I, uh-huh. 4 love, L-O-V-E, and 3 for you, Y-O-U. Yeah. And I called it Love According to Music because my main objective for this book is simply to give one man's perspective on his interpretation of love. You know, this is not a self-help book per se. This is not, you know, some dude who claims that he knows all of this stuff about love.
Yeah.
Like somebody else about love. Like, that's not what's happening at all. So, I know there's a lot of people out there who's going to be thinking, like, we got a book about what? Okay.
Yeah, well, you have music about love, so why not a book about love?
Right.
Which, you know, leads to the music.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I was actually very skeptical myself. I know there's a lot of people who really take, you know, this book writing thing very, very seriously. You know, you have people who have degrees and stuff and, you know, years of experience and things. And all of this information and all of this, you know, credibility to back it up.
Is your personal experience?
Yeah. Basically, my personal.
Okay, well, let's vet. Let's vet you, okay?
Yeah.
So,
is this all of your relationships or just your current one?
Well, hold on.
Are you dropping any names in the book?
Hold up.
We never hear about Music Soul Child and his relationships.
Yeah.
I don't see you on TMZ. I don't read about you in the gossip blogs. And now all of a sudden you're an expert.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And that right there, I never pretend to be an expert on anything. It's the same perspective that I take whenever I write about love and relationships in my song. I'm just taking a very elaborate approach about it, you know, and it's more so from a general objective, you know, perspective. This is basically me talking about my observation of love. You know, I'm not talking about, yeah, I was with this one girl and then this happened, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Like, no, I'm just taking just that stance of, oh, wow.
Okay.
So you don't name names, you just talk about your love in general.
Yeah. But I think it's really interesting because I do use examples and I do use, you know, matters of fiction or whatever, and I do use characters or whatever to get my point across. But it's mostly, I know that anyone out there who reads this will be able to identify with it simply because these are things that everybody goes through at one point or another. And I offer up my personal opinion on how to deal with things.
All right, well, give me some examples. Give me one example of a relationship issue that you have in the book.
How about this? I break it down into three acts. The first act is dedicated to explaining my thoughts and views on how you can better love yourself.
Okay, how can you better love yourself?
Oh, man, I say things like, you know, before you can even imagine getting into a relationship, how about you getting in a relationship with yourself? You know, the same things that you would expect to happen in a relationship with someone else, why don't you generate those things for yourself? For instance, why don't you take yourself out on a date? Why don't you get dressed up for yourself? Why don't you buy yourself your favorite things? Why don't you go to your favorite places? Why don't you treat yourself to your favorite activities? You know, because when you exercise things like that and then you find yourself in a relationship, you're more familiar. It's more familiar territory with you to engage with someone, to express to them and articulate exactly what it is that you like or don't like in a relationship because it's not foreign to you. A lot of people get into relationships in search of something from someone else to fill whatever that space or void may be in their lives.
Yeah.
They never took the time in order to fill that for themselves, which is why the relationship oftentimes doesn't work out because you weren't really versed on who you are and what you want out of relationships. So you can't even imagine helping anybody else know what it is that you like. you know, but you just always got a problem with stuff and stuff and going. It's like, okay, well, what's the issue? I don't know. I just don't like it. Okay, well, what is it that you don't like? I don't know. You just need to fix it. Well, can you give me some pointers on what is it exactly that I'm going to want? You need to know what it is if you say that you care about me, because you need to be paying attention.
Oh, you had that conversation a time or two.
Yeah, yeah. He normally puts it in a song.
Yeah, now?
And it comes out a lot better than what he just tried to do. Because he can pin a song. And now he's pinned a book. 143, Love According to Music. Music, yeah. Soul Child, the author. Yeah.
Good luck.
And love. The book is about love and relationships.
Yeah.
All right, Music. Got to be there at the top of the hour. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.